The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, looks like heart disease, diabetes. We've been telling everybody to watch your fats, cut your fats, watch your fats, cut your fats. No, it's all about the carbs. It is all about the carbs. I'm all about the carbs, about the carbs. So, we got to stop the carbs or I'm going to start singing. We also have to talk about depression. Apparently, middle-aged women that run medical offices and have national radio shows are at the highest risk of depression. And then most people with depression don't get treatment. So we have a bunch of us walking around depressed. We also have the FDA reconsidering the ban on homosexual men donating blood. Is it about time we let everybody donate blood? Going to talk about that. Then finally, there's a study supporting that maybe women in their 40s should get mammograms. I've been saying that for years. Of course, nobody ever listens. And then there's a lot of little warning signs that a lot of us may have that may actually be cancer, but we ignore. So I'm going to review those. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we finally did it. We finally got people to stop or cut back watching television. We have now started to see a drop in people watching television. Television viewers are dropping now. Less live TV according to Nielsen ratings. We did it. We've been telling everybody for years they're watching too much TV. These kids are hooked on the TV, etc. I've been bragging that my kids rarely watch TV. They are never in front of the TV, right? But what have we done instead? Well, they're now more online. So I think we've successfully gotten people off TV, but we have a whole new addiction going on, and we're all addicted. I think we're all addicted to our computers. Everything is computers now. The average American's daily time spent watching live TV decreased by 12 minutes to 4 hours and 32 minutes during the July-September time frame, according to Nielsen reports in the Total Audience Report. It continues to be a trend in which live daily viewing dropped 6 minutes from 2013 to 2012. More people are watching stuff on their smartphones. That increased by 23 minutes from 70 minutes daily last year to now 93 minutes this year. TV, live TV, is still the most popular activity. They say the average consumer watches about 141 hours and 19 minutes a month. But consumers watch an additional hour and 8 minutes on a video, either on their computer or smartphone, etc. So, more and more people are playing video games, watching videos, apps, watching TV on their smartphones. Now, what am I seeing as a doctor? Headaches are going up. Big time. Headaches. We're seeing eye strain. We're seeing neck issues. Remember we talked about the way you carry your neck is like extra 60, 70 pounds because of gravity? We're going to start seeing a whole nother slew of issues. Remember, our parents would say if you sit so close to the TV, it'll make you go blind or cross-eyed. Well, now, if you're on your phone, text phone, you're hearing parents go, it's going to make you humpback. And they're like, humpback? What does that mean? Well, you start to have issues with your neck. You know, I look at these kids that come in now. Now, remember, I've had my private office for about 15 years, okay? Even though I've been practicing medicine for a while. So I have these, you know, I remember 15 years ago, the kids would have, the slump, the slump I'm talking about. But now the pressure is really bad. These kids, when they sit on my exam table, it's scary. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I mean, I realize it's their bad posture. And, it's funny. I remember when I went to the doctor as a kid, I would sit up straight just because. My mom would always yell at me, sit up straight, just wherever we would go. So I would just, the doctor's like, all right, little baby girl Dolly, hop up on the table. Oh, doctor, I'd love to hop on the table. Hi, doctor. I want to be a doctor, too. And I also want to be Miss America. And I want to be on Star Search. And I want to be on Solid Gold. Oh, doctor, thank you for having me. I want to be a doctor. Okay, little Dolly, can you just be quiet? I want to take a look at the throat. You want to look at my throat? Do you want me to say, ah? Or do you want me to say, ah? Dolly, what do you want me to do, doctor? I am like your best patient. Am I your best patient? I'm your best patient. Mom, I'm his best patient. Yes, Dolly, you're my best patient, but can you please just let me take a look? You want me to go, ah? Let me look. Okay, look that good? Am I sick? Am I going to die? Doctor, am I going to die? No, you're not going to die. Let me take a look at you. Okay, but when I was sitting upright. I was excited. I was perky. Back was straight. Okay, maybe it was because going to the doctor was an exciting thing. Maybe it's because I loved being around other people. I always had crushes on male people in power. I always liken them. The nurses, I'd be like, hi, because women, are always judging each other. But the men, I was like, oh, I love you. I like my daddy more than my mom. You look like my daddy. I was crazy around other men. For some reason, I would always take to them more. I just did. So kids these days, they sit on my table and they just slump. Maybe it's a respect thing. Maybe it's they just can't sit right. But we have a big issue. So as we're kicking away the whole TV trend, but we're going, like I said, my kids, if you ask my kids what are their favorite TV show, they'd probably say, I don't know, but, my favorite video is Key and Peele or South Park or whatever they're watching online. They watch stuff online. All right, guys, don't go away. Lots of stuff to talk about. 1-877-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,195.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.50, $619.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,239.50, $619.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email. Jermaine writes, my wife has a new coworker who she hangs out with constantly. She says he's gay and go shopping with him, clothes shopping, so I'm concerned she's changing in front of him. The issue I have is I don't know this man. How do I know he's gay? He could be plainer. What are my options? That's interesting. I don't know. I've never been asked that. Okay, so your wife is hanging out with somebody, clothes shopping, etc., and it's with another man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what my husband did. I've had a lot of homosexual friends. He put a stop to my hanging out, not with any particular person, friends or whatever, and not deliberately, But if I'm like, I'm going out with my friends, I'm going to do this. When we first started dating, how he put a stop to that was, I want you to hang out with me. Let me go shopping with you. I'm like, really? I hate shopping. That means you must hate shopping. No, I mean, you're always hanging out with so-and-so, and you're always hanging out with so-and-so. You know, I want to go with you. What makes you think that I don't want to go? I'm the one that looks at you. Don't you think I can tell you what you look good in? Oh, okay, or let me come with you. You know, and we did. And after a while, my other friends didn't really want to come with us. Who wants to hang out with a married couple? And so everybody I used to go shopping with in the middle, you know, I lived in 24-hour towns. We would go grocery shopping in the middle of the night. Some of my friends would call me up, one especially. You know, it'd be 10 o'clock at night. I got to go grocery shopping. Come with me. No, why? It's 10 o'clock at night. Well, I don't want to go alone. Come on. I'll pick you up. We'll go grocery shopping. And then we'll crash. And then nothing would happen. Nothing would happen, but we would just, my husband put a stop to that. No, you're not leaving at 10 o'clock at night with some other man. But he's gay. It's okay. No, it's not okay. You're home with me. So what you want to do, okay, is, first of all, there's also some insecurities here, too, all right, that you may be feeling. So we need to kind of figure that out. If I was a psychologist, okay, I'd be like, well, wait a second. You know, she has a friend. She's hanging out with him. Okay, it's another man. Okay, I mean, are there trust issues, etc.? But then on the flip side, I get that. You know, I mean, what if you also need to protect your wife? And if this person is not gay, and this is somebody who's looking at your wife undress, that's going to bother you. I think that's a very natural response. You're married to her. So you guys need to obviously communicate. Okay, and I don't think I would go at it as, I don't think he's gay, I think he's trying to hit on you, whatever, because she's going to immediately go to his defense. Remember, a woman and her friends, okay, women really take loyalty seriously, all right, and they are going to want to show loyalty. I had fights with my husband about my friends also, you know, because when you're loyal, all right, and, you know, and I remember having a conversation with my husband, he's like, but I'm your husband, I mean, why are you taking that person's side over mine? Well, because they're right. You know, I mean, I had to learn very, very quickly that it's a much different relationship when you're married than when you have BFFs. So if your issue is you're home and she's out with somebody else, then you guys need to talk about that. Okay? If she's always hanging out with somebody else and not hanging out with you, that's another, you know, that's one thing. Okay? Number two is, even if it's another woman or whatever, if you feel uncomfortable with her addressing for somebody else, you're allowed to express that, okay? You know, you're changing in front of other people. I mean, I don't know. I'm your husband, okay? It makes you feel awkward. She may say, well, it makes you feel awkward, that's fine. If she says, you know what, this is me, this is my body, this is my life, whatever, she may say that too. How can you tell if somebody is gay or not? Well, you can't. You could talk to them, I guess. But I don't know how you would approach this. Like I said, I've never been asked this. You know, that's crazy. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm kind of stumped. I don't know. Like I say, I would probably address the issues that you can address. Okay? Like, you're spending a lot of time with somebody else and not me. You're doing things with them that you could do with me, etc. All right? I want you to have your friends. I think it's important for you to have your friends. But remember, you are going out with another man. Whether he's gay, straight, etc., you're out with another man. Okay? And I know he's your friend, but I'd like to spend time with you too. And if you don't mind, I would like you to not be naked in front of your male friend. I don't know. That's what I would probably say. I mean, I'm not a marriage counselor. I've done marriage therapy, but that's probably what I would say. Oh, honey, I'm not naked in front of him. I'm only topless. Well, that's still naked, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love my gay friends. It's wonderful. You know, I can have, it's amazing. I am so much more comfortable with them than even my female friends. It's, you know, and that's a hard one. That hits home, you know, because I just don't hang out with them like I used to, you know, probably because you could have that closeness, you could have that intimacy. It's so nice. It's so nice to know that everything is out there on the table. Ah, it's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the FDA is reconsidering a ban on gays donating blood, according to NBC News. Blood safety experts expressed concern on Tuesday about lifting the nation's 31-year-old ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men, despite growing pressure from gay rights advocates, medical experts, and blood banks. All right, so the ban dates back from the 1980s, where we were so concerned about people getting AIDS from blood transfusions that they wanted to protect the U.S. blood supply. Now, the AMA says, okay, the policy is no longer supported by science because we have advances in HIV testing. Gay activists say the lifetime ban is discriminatory, perpetuates negative stereotypes against homosexual men. According to NBC News, blood safety experts urge the FDA to exercise caution in making any changes to the current policy, saying the impact on blood supply is difficult to predict. The FDA does not have to follow the advisor's recommendations. All right, so how do I feel as a doctor? Here's my thing. Nobody gets a transfusion without it being checked for HIV, period. Okay? I have no idea whether you're straight, bi, homosexual, whatever, if you have HIV or not. Having seen straight people become afflicted with HIV, you don't trust any blood to be 100% pure. I diagnosed a little girl with HIV. So I assume all blood has communicable diseases, HIV, hepatitis, until proven otherwise. And I think any blood bank has to have that same attitude. So if you're already having that attitude where we're going to screen everything and we're going to assume all blood is tainted until proven otherwise, then it doesn't make sense to ban certain groups. All right? If somebody walks in and says, here, take my blood, don't worry, I'm not gay, we still test the blood. Somebody could be lying. Unfortunately, a lot of gay people have had to lie so they could donate blood and help save lives. All right? I mean, so what? You're using a questionnaire to decide whether to take the blood or not? So as far as a lot of us in the medical community go, we assume that everybody has something, or we assume that most people don't know if they're carrying it. You could have had unprotected sex, be heterosexual, test negative for HIV. We're still going to tell you to check yourself routinely for HIV. We're still telling seniors to check themselves regularly for hepatitis C. So I think it is dated. All right? I understand that the gay and bisexual male group may be a higher risk group for HIV. But if somebody, let's say, has sex with, if let's say I had sex with a man, and that man acted like I was his only lover, yet he actually had sex with another man a week before, and I walk in to donate blood as a heterosexual woman, I could still be carrying HIV. You see? So it doesn't matter. If you're a heterosexual woman, heterosexual man, homosexual, whatever, we have to assume that you had sex with somebody that might have had HIV. Hence, you could have HIV. So we treat you all the same. Doesn't make sense to just separate. Let's get more blood. We'll test the blood. We'll watch the blood. Donate the blood. That's what we do. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so they say the majority of people ignore cancer warning signs. And that's scary, especially for me, because I try to teach as many people as I can. But if I didn't have the radio show, the only people I could teach would be my patients. That's why I am so grateful for being able to have a radio show, because I could teach you guys what to look for. We talk about, you know, signs of cancer all the time. Even though, yeah, I talk about other minutiae, but still, I still teach you guys things once in a while. 2012, there were 14 million new cases of cancer, and there are 8.2 million deaths from cancer each year. Alright, but a new study by researchers from the UK find that most people ignore cancer warning signs. 1,700 people were surveyed age 50 and over to this health questionnaire. They were asked symptoms, whether they had what the Cancer Research UK organization looks as cancer alarm symptoms. So, like, for example, unexplained cough, changes in mole appearance, unexplained bleeding, persistent change in bowel habits, weight loss that's unexplained, difficulty swallowing, unexplained lumps. Participants were not told which symptoms are cancer or warning signs. The respondents were also asked what they thought was the cause of any of the symptoms they experienced, whether they deemed the symptoms to be serious, and whether they visited the doctor as a result of their symptoms. The results of the study found that 53% of patients reported they had experienced at least one cancer sign over the last 3 months. The most common cancer warning symptoms reported were persistent cough and persistent change in bowel habits. What does that mean? Just always kind of having to clear your throat and cough. Or always coughing, or bowel habits. Some days I got diarrhea, sometimes I got constipation. Some days you feel like a nut, some days you feel, that kind of thing. You know, off and on. Sometimes you got to push, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's brown, sometimes it's yellow. Those are changes in your stool. Unexplained weight loss and problems swallowing were the least chosen. They also say that the participants who reported the most obvious signs of cancer, like unexplained lumps or changes in moles, etc., still didn't even consider them to be cancer-related. Dr. Whitaker says even though people thought warning signs might be serious, cancer did not spring to mind. This might be because people were frightened and reluctant to mention cancer, though cancer wouldn't happen to them or believed other causes were more likely. They said on a positive note, respondents, according to Medical News Today, did deem the cancer warning signs to be more serious than the symptoms not linked to cancer. So shortness of breath, fatigue, sore throat. They said 59% of those who experienced cancer warning signs did visit their doctor. But if you ignore something, it makes, unfortunately, the time to treat or time to cure less. The quicker you get to the doctor, the quicker we can cure. Now, some of you will say, but the doctor misses it too. You know, I go to a doctor with a sore throat. When is he going to diagnose cancer, or when is he going to just give me a Z-Pack? Well, what if the sore throat continues or the sore throat worsens? What I always tell people is if this is your first sore throat in a while, all right, tell me about the sore throat. Did it just come on? Did the sore throat come on after you had gone Christmas shopping and you were standing in line after line or standing outside in the cold? All right. What does the sore throat feel like? I take a look at the throat. I feel for glands. I get an idea. I look at the tongue. If the tongue looks a little coated, I know you, so I can tell by the way you look, looking at your eyes, your skin, if you look a little different, etc. You know your patient. A family doctor really gets to know their patient, hopefully. And then I go, well, let's try this. If this doesn't work, you come back. Okay? That's how we do it. No, Dr. Dahlia, the Z-Pack worked. I feel great. It wasn't viral. It was bacterial. And maybe I do a strep test. It was strep positive, etc. Okay, goes away fine. Wonderful. No, sore throat's still there. Come to think of it, I think I've had the sore throat for 3 months. Really? So back in the summer, you remember, or, you know, when the summer ended that you had the sore throat? Yeah, I do. When school started. I remember having a sore throat when school started. Well, now what else could cause a sore throat? Is it acid reflux? Is it voice overuse because you're on the radio all the time? Do you drink alcohol? Is it spicy food? You know, is it postnasal drip? Let's have an ENT take a look. It's been 3 months. Let's have them take a look. You can do an NPL, use a little scope, take a peek down there. Let's take a look. All right? And that's how it happens. Unfortunately, many of you are not that communicative with your doctor. So you'll come in going, you know what, I've had this for a year. I blew it off because it wasn't that bad, but now it's really bothering me. But I didn't want to come in because I thought you were going to tell me it was cancer. Well, you've had this for a year. Now that makes my job harder. Now, I'm not saying go to the doctor every time you have a sore throat. I'm not saying go to the doctor and ask for a big multi-$1,000 workup. All right, to make sure you don't have cancer on every part of your body. However, if you have something that doesn't go away, get it checked out. Don't blow it off. Now, you're right. A lot of us get headaches. A lot of us get coughs. A lot of us get sore throats. You're right. It's common. It happens. But when do you go to the doctor? When do you start to worry? Okay, did the cough go away or is the cough still lagging? Is blood coming up in your cough? Are you now coughing more frequently? You used to just cough when you went to bed at night. Now you seem to cough all day long. All right? Write these symptoms down, your bowel habits. You know, you're starting to have diarrhea more often. It used to just be once a week. Now it's every day. Or now I'm more constipated, or I bleed when I poop. Or my abdomen is more bloated. You know, my breasts are hurting more than they should. It feels lumpy, I can't tell. You know, something's different. If something's different, that's enough to prompt you to come in and get seen. And it scares me to think that people worry. Now, doctors, what are doctors doing wrong? Well, a doctor who was trained when I was trained, okay, and before that, were very, very judicious about going, look, we've seen this, we've seen this, we've seen this, we're going to make sure. And I basically was trained to be on the hunt. They always taught us, don't look for zebras if it's a horse. But they said, look, okay, look back at the history. Look at how many times they came in. I was one of the doctors that started to see people who wouldn't have a primary doctor or a regular family doctor, but would have seen 10 different people. So I had to be trained that if I was working that urgent care or if I was in that HMO clinic and somebody came in for a sore throat, don't just give them the antibiotics and tell them to follow up. Because that could be his eighth sore throat that year. That's his eighth sore throat, but I only saw him once. I need to stop and go, wait a second, this is your eighth. So we were trained very well. Now, doctors nowadays are trained well, too, but we have a whole different system now. Now, with Obamacare, don't be sending people to the specialists. Don't be ordering mammograms, all right, in their 40s. You could wait. It blows my mind. I had a patient yesterday, 45 years old, new patient. I go, you've never had a mammogram? No. When was your last gynecological exam? Oh, I just had it a couple weeks ago. Did they recommend a mammogram? No. Well, when did we stop doing mammograms on women in their 40s? What the hell is going on? So we're starting to see less done. I'll have medical students, okay? Somebody will come in having some chest pain, etc. Okay? We do the EKG. The EKG looks good. They're like, okay, good. So the EKG looks good. Yeah, okay. The chest pain is probably just maybe it's intercostal. Maybe it's the ribs. Maybe it's costochondritis. Maybe it's they're having a cough. Come back if the chest pain doesn't get worse. Now, nah. I'm of the thinking that I didn't hunt good enough. You're having chest pain, and I kind of don't think, with my instinct, that this is rib. I don't think this is rib. Let's have a heart doctor do some thorough testing. You got some cardiac risk factors. Something's not right. So it's up to you now to say, look, I don't feel something's right. Look deeper. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. There's a study out saying that the majority of college students fail to graduate within 4 years. Remember I was telling you it looks like the four-year college degree doesn't really seem to be the norm anymore? Where people seem to be going to college for at least 5 years plus. They say 81% of students spend longer than 4 years at college, and it could be costing them on $68,000 every year that they do. All right, the extra study cost, because you're looking at, one, it's costing them more money in college, and B, their wages that they would have made if they graduated college. They say the extra study cost and the loss of wages students could be earning if they learned faster was estimated at $68,153 per year. This is from the Complete College America Research Group. Is it because some of these students are registering for too few courses? Are they losing credit when they switch institutions? Are they failing to complete certain classes? The group surveyed public universities across the country and found that only 19% graduated within 4 years. Private institutions such as the Ivy League were not, of course, included in the study. Prestigious research-intensive state universities only average 36% rate of students graduating with a bachelor's degree. Community colleges went down to 5% in terms of people graduating within 4 years. So, some advertisers are saying that if you're going to be coming to the school, expect it to take 6 years to graduate. According to the study, estimates that would, I guess, that would lose each student some $135,000. The study looked at 580 public institutions offering so-called four-year degrees. Only 50 graduated, a majority on time, of those 580 schools. 4 years in college may be a lot less expensive, than 5 or 6 years. An associate degree is much cheaper in 2 years than it is 3, 4 years. Okay, so what does this mean for everyone? Okay, if I was a child of this generation, and I think we could all agree that the kids nowadays are a little different than when we were kids. God bless them. These guys, they're smart kids. I mean, my boys, they're smart. They know more about a computer than I know. They do. But the one thing I'm noticing with my children, I love them to death, is they don't like hard work. Now, I might have been a freak of nature, but I kind of liked rolling up my sleeves and digging in and getting dirty in the mud and plowing and planting and wood chipping and getting the grease on and having to write a 20-page paper and, you know, knowing that I was going to be pulling an all-nighter. It stunk when you started to get tired, but I wasn't afraid of hard work. And my kids are grumping about it, and their friends are grumping. And I see they have a lot of homework, but I'm like, how the hell are you going to get through college? Now, I did college in 4 years. I had to take some summer school classes. I took some AP classes. But I got it done while working 3 part-time jobs. I worked an average of 2-3 part-time jobs when I was in college the whole time. I don't care about working hard. Okay? I got whatever sleep I needed to. I dated whenever I wanted to. I think my social life might have suffered more, but I got through it. I got my first little car without any air conditioning. I was able to support myself in an apartment with 3 other people, and I did it. And I am very proud of my youth. Maybe I could have enjoyed my youth more. I spent it all working and studying. Maybe I have some regrets about that, but look, you're going to be 43 one day. We all are. We're all going to be in our 40s. What have you accomplished? So I'm really happy with what I accomplished, but I'm a little nervous. Because if taking a full load in college, like what you and I did, is something that's really not acceptable to kids nowadays, then it's going to cost you and I more to get these kids through college. And if you were a student, a high school student, going, oh man, Mom, this is just a lot of work. And you find out that college isn't 4 years, but now 6. I mean, one thing that turns people off from medicine is because they have 8 years of school plus residency. 4 years of medical school, or 4 years undergrad, 4 years of medical school. Well, if undergrad is already turning into 6 years, a lot of people don't want to become a doctor because they don't want to spend their youth in school. Well, it looks like you're already starting to. So that's some scary stuff. And for you and I, if these people aren't out there working and making money, they're not paying taxes. So what's happening here? Also, nowadays, we don't pick one thing and stick with it. We don't pick our high school sweetheart and stay married to them for 60, 70 years anymore. We don't pick what we want to do in life and do that. Now, it's all different. We have multiple careers. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I always thought I was going to be a doctor and be a doctor my whole life. I didn't think I was also going to be in show business. I wanted to be. And luckily, I've been able to. And I think it's healthy to have multiple careers going on. I think that's very healthy. I think it's great. But unfortunately, some people may translate that into, well, I don't have to, you know, stick. I could always, you know, change. If I don't like something, change it. But you got to pick something. You can't just keep disliking and change. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see the next generation. But if we don't have these people coming out of college and paying taxes and putting money into the system, and we have baby boomers retiring, this could be a huge crisis. And I'm not saying make college shorter, all right? But we need to maybe train these kids to be able to do the work. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mammograms for 40-somethings has been supported by a new study. Thank you. It's about time. The study of 136 women diagnosed with breast cancer after a mammogram found few had dense breast tissue and a family history of disease. Both traits were linked to higher odds of breast cancer, of course, we've talked about that, and often helped determine whether a woman aged 40 to 49 is referred for mammogram screening. Of the screen-detected cancers, there was a very strong family history in only 12% of the women. 14% of those diagnosed with cancer had extremely dense breasts. We talked about this. The denser the breast, the more at risk you could be for breast cancer. Maybe because the mammogram misses it. Maybe because you have a lot of tissue, more tissue to do stuff. All right. Limited screening to women with those risk factors would reduce the number of screening detected cancers by more than 75%. So if a woman in her 40s has more dense breast tissue and you're not screening her, because her mammogram is most likely, quote-unquote, normal, you could be missing something, you see? Now, having a strong family history is an issue. If you have a sister diagnosed at age 45, you have a very, very strong family history. If you have a mother diagnosed at age 65, you also have a strong family history. But if your sister never got that mammogram because she was in her 40s, and she only got diagnosed by the time she was 50, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. All right? I would say please get some I still like the idea of a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40. Having seen 39-year-olds have breast cancer, I think that's important. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.